Now the proclamation of merits and eternal blessing. Om, peace be unto you. Om, increase or nourishment be unto you. Om, satisfaction be unto you. Om, positive change be unto you. Om, freedom from obstacles be unto you. Om, life be unto you. Om, freedom from disease be unto you. Om, consciousness of infinite goodness be unto you. Om, consciousness of infinite goodness in all action be unto you. Om, progress or increase in all action be unto you. Om, progress and increase in all ways of truth be unto you. Om, progress or increase in all knowledge be unto you. Om, progress or increase in scriptures be unto you. Om, progress or increase in wealth and grains be unto you. Om, may your beloved deity be your wealth. Om, may you remain safe and secure without any fear. Om, may sin, sickness, impurity, that which is not conducive unto welfare, leave from you. The creative capacity with the greatest merit, the cause of the birth of creation, eternally has its being in the tree of wisdom. May his blessing of merit be bestowed upon us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Kali. Let these activities yield merit. Om, let these activities yield merit 3 times. Om, let these activities yield merit. Om, let these activities yield merit 3 times. With the solidity of the earth, let supreme welfare be. May the rishis, the attained ones, and the celestial singers bestow welfare upon us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Kali. Let these activities bestow welfare. Om, let these activities bestow welfare 3 times. May the ocean yield prosperity as it did when the great goddess of true wealth and others were produced. Fully and completely giving forth excellent luster, may prosperity be unto us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Kali. Let these activities bestow prosperity. Om, let these activities bestow prosperity 3 times. Let the eternal blessings which grant changes of indestructible merit and welfare be with us. May the Lord who removes all obstacles be pleased and grant to us eternal blessings. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Kali. Let these activities bestow eternal blessings. Om, may life be filled with eternal blessings 3 times. The eternal blessings to us, O rule of the pure, who perceives all the changes. The eternal blessings to us, searchers for truth, knowers of the universe. The eternal blessings to us, O divine being of light, keep us safe. The eternal blessings to us, O spirit of all pervading delight, grant that to us. Who was born from the churning of the ocean, the cause of bliss to the world, the beloved of Vishnu and welfare herself, may Shri, the highest respect, be unto us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Kali. Let these activities bestow the highest respect. Om, let these activities bestow the highest respect 3 times. Om, the highest respect to you, goal of all existence, wife of the full and complete night, the unknowable one, at whose sides are the stars, and who has the form of the relentless search for truth. O Supreme Divinity, my Supreme Divinity, all existence is my Supreme Divinity. As the son of Mrikund, Markandeya, found imperishable life, may we be united with life and blessed with 100 autumns. May 100 autumns be unto us. As the imperishable union of Shiva and Gauri, as the soul of kings manifested in the respected Ram, so may the goddess of respect forever be united with us and always dwell in our house. May respect be unto you. The Lord of all beings, protector of the worlds, creator Brahma, support of the gods, may the Supreme Lord be gracious eternally and always protect us. May the Supreme Lord, Lord of all beings, be pleased. May life and eternal blessings be unto those who perform this worship and to those who assist. May respect be given to the priests who impart this wisdom. Om, may this invocation for eternal blessings find excellent prosperity. That's the Svastivach, the proclamations of the merit. Do we have any questions about the Ganesh Puja, please?
It's just a basic question about what it means to be a Gayatri. All that I know is that it's always got Vidmahe, know something for Chodiyat.
Gayatri has various meaning. Actually, Ga means wisdom. And three means three. Remember, Vishwamitra was doing tapasya. He was calling on the Divine Mother to come down to him and bestow wisdom. Remember the story? He had an altercation with Vashishtha? Maybe we ought to tell that story so you have fully understanding. Bishwarat was a great king, and he set out to conquer all of India, and he was very successful. He conquered all the kingdoms and subjugated all the princes and made everyone servant to him, and he was coming back victorious. On the way back to his kingdom, he came to the ashram of Vashishtha. Vashishtha Muni came to greet the victorious king, and he welcomed him with great respect. He said, please, king, you come into my ashram and let me bestow whatever hospitality a poor Brahmin is capable. Bishwarath, the king, said, I have a big army with me. How can you feed us all? And Vashishtha said, Nandi, my cow, is the grantor of every boon, and she will take care of everything. Bishwarath said, I gotta see this. He sat down with his army, and Vashishtha went to Nandi the cow and said, Nandi, we have these distinguished guests here. The king that just conquered the entire known world has come to be our guest. You please provide whatever is needed. And every dish that any soldier thought of, immediately Nandi brought out and served the entire army everything that they desired. It was the most delicious food that anyone had ever tasted, and Vishwarath was extremely pleased with the hospitality shown by Vashishtha. Poor Brahmin could feed his whole army in just a moment with no...
We need that cow. To feed Shankar, Sharada, and all my disciples.
They eat a lot, Mom. Vishwarath went back to his kingdom, and all the citizens greeted him with long, dejected faces. And he said, I have conquered the whole world, and I've come back as a victorious king, and why are you greeting me with such sorrow? And the ministers came out, and they said, King, when you took all the men to fight in your wars and be in your army, there was no one here to plow the field. And so we've been suffering from hunger, and poverty has befallen upon our kingdom. Now you have all this gold and all this wealth and all these honors. What are you going to feed your citizens? Nobody's got anything to eat. Vishwarath said, I have an idea. Vashishtha's cow. He went back to Vashishtha's ashram. He said, Vashishtha, give me your cow. Vashishtha said, I'm sorry, Vishwarath, you are a great king, but I'm a poor Brahmin. That's the only possession that I own. Nandi is the cow by whose milk I perform all my, I make the ghee to perform all my yajnas. And Vishwarath said, I'll give you 100 cows. Give me your cow. And Vashishtha said, I'm sorry, king, you keep your 100 cows. I can't part with my cow, Nandi, for any reason at all. She is the giver of bliss. She bestows fulfillment. Vishwarath said, I'll give you 1,000 cows. Give me your cow. Vashishtha said, I'm sorry, king, I can't part with that cow for any reason. Not for money. Not by force. Bishwarath said, Captain of the guard, take that cow home with me. That cow is coming home. Captain of the guard called the soldiers. He said, soldiers, put a rope around that cow's neck and bring her back to the kingdom. Soldiers went and put a rope around Nandi's neck and began to pull. And Nandi turned to Vashishtha and she said, Vashishtha, did you give me to that king? And Vashishtha said, no, Nandi, I never gave you away. How could I part with you? And Nandi said, well, why are they pulling on my neck with a rope? Do they think they can take me away by force? Nandi bellowed, and out from her mouth came legions of soldiers, which defeated Vishwarath's entire army immediately. Vishwarath took off running. And he started to run. Nandi's soldiers followed behind in hot pursuit. And Vishwarath circumambulated the entire earth. And no one would give him refuge anywhere. Finally, he came back to Vashishtha's ashram. He fell at Vashishtha's feet. He said, Vashishtha, if you'll forgive me, I realize that the power of a Kshatriya king is nothing in comparison. Many different meanings. Because Gayatri is the chanda, the rhythm of Uday, of the morning, of the sunrise. And it means the beginning. So when we say in the first adhyaya of Chandi, it says that Gayatri is the chanda in the Vini Yoga. It means it's the beginning. The first step of the Chandi is to put too much and too little into balance. You can't sit down as long as you have outstanding issues. Something's going to call and say, get up. So the Uday, the beginning, first step in learning Chandi is to put too much and too little in balance. And that's why Gayatri is the Chanda. She's the rhythm of the beginning. In the Madhyama Charitra, it's Ushna Chanda. And in the Uttara Charitra, it's Arshtub Chanda. Now, these don't mean that all the verses are written in that Chanda. This means that there's a beginning and the high noon and Saim, the evening. So this is the cyclical transformation of the nature, beginning and a srishti, a sthiti, and a lie, a creation, a preservation, a circumstance, and a transformation into becoming something new. So Gayatri is a goddess. Gayatri is a mantra specifically, and Gayatri is a chanda, many mantras. It means the beginning. The beginning, Gayatri mantra became the mool mantra of the Sanatana Dharma, primary, the root mantra of the entire highest ideal of perfection, which is eternal, the Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means eternal. Dharma is the ideal of perfection, the highest ideal of perfection is expressed in a constant prayer for greater wisdom. Remember, tat is that. Savitur, the light of wisdom, the warmth of devotion, the name of the sun. That light of wisdom, varenyam, highest. Bhargo, wealth. Devasya, of the gods. Dhimaki, we contemplate, we meditate upon that light of wisdom, which is the highest wealth of the gods. Dhiho yonha, give to us. Prachodaya. Prachodayat, make it rise continually, brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's why the Gayatri mantra is the root mantra of the Sanatana Dharma, because in every circumstance there's a need for greater wisdom. And there is never a circumstance where you don't need it. So in every rite of passage, in every puja, the first thing we do is pray for enough wisdom to be able to move on. So that's a little bit about Gayatri. The story goes on, but that would go on and on and on. Okay. Are there any other questions about Svasti Bachan?
Just about, in general, about how Ganesh, is there a connection between Ganesh as the Lord of Wisdom and remover of obstacles? Why those two things?
Yes, the only way you can remove your obstacles is approaching them with wisdom. If you approach your obstacles with emotion, you'll probably respond emotionally. But if you approach your obstacles with wisdom, there's a very, very clear path of how to remove the obstacle. Pray to Ganesh and let him illuminate us with greater wisdom, and we'll see what that way is. So that's how the two go together. Sarva vigna haras tasmayi. Ganadhipataki namaha. Therefore, we are bowing. He takes away all the obstacles. And therefore, we bow down to Ganesh.
Ganesh Vishwarath ki
uddhar karar jonno esche. Shiva gave Ganesh the boon that he would be the first one worshipped, and that he came into manifestation in order to take away all the difficulties of all the worlds. And that's why we call him the remover of all obstacles.
Yeah,
thank you.
And Swami, these first couple of pages, is this what you always say when you, like in India, when you come upon a murti of Ganesh, or you're recognizing Ganesh, there's 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 verses you seem to always say. Is it this?
This is a great part of it. There's also a dhyanam. There's also, you know, there's another dhyanam, not only the dvadasha, the Ganesh Gayatri, and we offer him a flower. And then these are the 12 names of Ganesh. So dvadasha gitani namani. These are the 12 names of Ganesh. I also usually say his dhyanam, cosmic puja. And it's also in the Shiva puja. Yeah. Karbangs tu latanu gajendra. So, you know, it depends how involved. If I want to do a short recognition of Ganesh, this is appropriate.
Therefore, Ganesh is drunk. How difficult you will take that.
What does it mean that Ganesh is Ganapati?
Gana means the multitudes, or Shiva Gan. They were all the followers of Shiva. And
also Shamasta Jana Samaj.
So all the manifested existence. And Pati means the Lord.
Lord.
So Ganapati is the Lord of all of manifested existence, or the Lord of all of Shiva's followers, or the Lord of the multitude, or the Lord of wisdom.